The largest herring fishery in Alaska is the Togiak Sacro herring fishery, and many stakeholders are preparing for an early start. But at least one expert thinks the price may be so low this year it won't be worth fishing. KDLG's Mike Mason has the preview.
Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the Togiak District, and he previewed the upcoming Togiak Sacro herring fishery during a presentation Saturday in Dillingham as part of the annual Business of Fish workshops. Sands says it appears that six seafood processors will be participating in this year's fishery. Ocean Beauty Seafoods decided to drop out, but Sands confirms that Silver Bay Seafoods will enter the fishery.
It looks like if every processor took every fish they wanted to take, we'd take about 24,000 tons of the quota. So going into the season, it doesn't look like we're going to take the whole quota, and some of the companies might dial back their harvest a little bit. I talked to somebody the other day, and there's a strong feeling out there that if we go over 20,000 tons of harvest in Togiak, the market will really be hurting.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is forecasting that the total herring biomass this year will be over 157.4 thousand tons. That's about 20% above the recent 10-year average. The allocated quota for this year's Togiak Sacro herring fishery is just over 27.8 thousand tons. Right now, the processors, fishermen, and managers are all just waiting for the arrival of the herring in the Togiak District. Sands confirms the first aerial survey of the district will take place this Thursday.
It definitely looks like things are going to be early relative to the last 6 or 7 years. Since 2006, we haven't started the fishery really until after May 10. It could go before May 1st this year.
After herring are spotted in the Togiak District, ADF&G then seeks to document a threshold biomass level of 35,000 tons. Sands confirms that once the threshold biomass level is observed, the department will open up the fishery. At least one prominent Alaska Native leader in the Bristol Bay region is lobbying to keep the fishery closed this year. Robin Samuelson Jr. is the chairman of the board for the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. He's also the chairman of the board for Ocean Beauty Seafoods and a prominent commercial fisherman. He believes the price for herring taken in the upcoming Togiak Sacro herring fishery will be down. During a speech Saturday in Dillingham, he suggested the price will only be between $50 to $65 a ton.
It's not worth going over there for. And a lot of the fishermen that are going over said, we need to hold our spot in case the price comes up. I personally feel them fish are more important to the ecosystem at $50, $65 a ton than catching them. And we need to look at how can we capitalize on that market.
Normally, the herring taken in the Togiak Sacro fishery are worth quite a bit less than the herring taken in other herring fisheries like the Sitka Sacro fishery. It appears the price for herring in the Sitka fishery came in at about $150 a ton. That's way down from last year's price of $600 a ton. That decline is leading to the speculation that the price for herring from the Togiak fishery will be down compared to last year's initial grounds price of about $100 a ton. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.